Hey folks, Dan Frew here with your real estate news for June 26th, 2025. So mortgage rates, they continue to drop. I told you guys, don't fight the charts that we're seeing because mortgage rates are dropping. They're below 6.75 now. So what caused the reaction that we saw today? It wasn't anything like here, you know, continued jobless claims came on point, GDP was terrible, but that's not what really caused the market to react like this. Look at the market today. This is a five-day chart, but if we look at a one-day chart, we was up and away, and all these lenders, all these banks cut their rates today. What happened? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. So my name is Dan Frew. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So if you're out there anywhere in the country, if you're looking to buy or refinance, I'd love to be able to help you. We do have a slogan, one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? I'll give you that information at the end of this video. You're here for these things. So let's get to it. So the news that we had out today is right through here. Here's the headlines. Trump's war against Powell's Fed has taken yet another political turn. So what I have to do to kind of fill you in on this stuff is let's go over to Illyrian. He's an economist. He probably works at PIMCO or something like that, where he's going to discuss with us at least, can the president actually replace Federal Chairman Powell? I mean, that's what it seems like the consensus is right now, because you saw mortgage rates doing really good today. Let's see what the overall markets did. The Dow Jones and the equity markets, let's see what they did in general. I had this up here a second ago. My apologies, folks. But if you go across the board, 400 points again. We were up 400 or 500 points yesterday. So all the way across the board, look at it. The markets are up almost 1% across the board. The VIX continues to drop. I'm kind of getting sick and tired of this, but I'm not really, because these are fantastic numbers. Let's see what oil's doing. Is it below 65? It's a little bit above 65. So don't like that. That's inflationary. When we get above $65 a barrel, we like it between 60 and 65. Let's see what crypto's doing. See if that peaked up. No, it's down 700 bucks. So that's not really doing anything there. So let's get over to why did bonds make such a major move today? So let's check out with Mohammed Illyrian. He's an economist and he really has a bead on all this. So I really like his advice. So let's get to see what he has to say about all this.
Bring in Mohammed Illyrian.
Mohammed's going to have a few thoughts on this for sure.
Allianz's chief economic advisor. Mohammed, here's the thing with the president's kind of furor at Powell, who is not being very dovish right now. And we've seen this with Supreme Court picks as well. You know, you think you're getting a conservative and, you know, so is the president going to go out of his way to get someone who he thinks is going to be? Look at everyone he's appointed to his cabinet the second time around. They're much more the type to fall in line. So shouldn't we expect whoever he picks to be on the dovish side this time as well?
Yeah, I just want to give some content to this. So why the president has been kind of at odds with the federal chairman is the Fed kind of controls in a roundabout way the front end of interest rates, meaning the short end of the curve. So when you're looking at interest rates, you always go from like a zero term all the way out to a 30-year term. And think about it, if you're investing your money, the longer the duration of time you want to kind of tie up your money, the higher the rate of returns you want. Well, it's kind of the same things that the bond market works with. But the Federal Reserve has been keeping the short end so high that it's hard for the government to bring down the long end below the 4.25 to 4.5 where the Federal Reserve has their rates at now. So that's the contentiousness that we have in the markets right now. So I want to get his take on this. And then I also have some fantastic news on tariffs for you that you might be shocked about. Hold on a second. Let's get back to Illyrian.
That's certainly the expectation that's forming in the market, regardless of who's appointed among the various candidates. The concern that I have and that others have, it's very difficult to convince anybody today that the Fed is not political. And that's because there are three different narratives going on. The first one we talked about, this notion of a shadow Fed chair. That is focused on President Trump. There's a second one focused on Chair Powell, that Chair Powell now is in love with the notion that his legacy will be protecting the Fed independence. That will replace any concerns about the inflation surge we had, any concerns about the slippage in bank supervision we had during his tenure, and that he's so convinced on this is his legacy that he will be much more hawkish than he would have been otherwise. That's his second narrative. Then there's a third narrative that looks at what has happened with Governor Waller and Governor Bowman and says that they say wanting July to be live is a political view. So It is really confusing right now, and I'm worried that the longer these free narratives continue, the more people are going to doubt whether this institution is really apolitical.
And here's how I...
So that's kind of what's going on. I can play the rest of it. It gets really confusing because they dive into yields and terms and all that stuff that might lose you. But basically what they're saying is Trump is at odds with Federal Chairman Powell saying, you know, you should be cutting rates because... or before we see the markets starting to crash. You know, don't let it crash first and then try to react. Be a little proactive instead of reactive. That might be kind of the context that we're taking on that. But the bond market, it's loving it. So we got MBSs up 32. We have the 10-year Treasury down at 4.23. They thought this was going to be 5% just 30 days ago or so. So the market has reprieved quite a bit. Look at the five-day chart here. We have a one-day chart. I want to explain to you guys how this works. So if you're new to my channel... if you're watching mortgage rates, watch my channel every day, just first 5 minutes, and you'll get everything you need and the closing bell for 5 minutes. I'm going to show you exactly what's going on with rates, because why we know really what's going on with mortgage rates, well, we follow the mortgage bond. So most people have access to the 10-year Treasury, which you're seeing right through here. That can, if you watch that, as long as the rate on that's going down, when most likely mortgage rates are coming down as well. But if you really want to know what's going on with mortgage rates, you got to watch the bond right through here. So here's the price of a bond. So as the price of the bond goes up, rates come down. The cool thing is every one of these little bubbles right through here, these are lenders that we use that actually cut their rates for the day. So a lot of people don't think, you know, rates, they're just rates are every day or maybe once a week. Well, rates change even throughout the day. So you can even see that right through here. So let's look at a five-day chart. So if you've, let's just say, for example, if you locked down in here maybe about a week or a week and a half ago, you might be able to get a rate that might be a quarter or maybe even a half a percent lower than you did then. So if you're in that situation, you just want me to take a look at your lock to see maybe we can get you a lower rate or maybe even lower fees. I'll give you all my information at the end of this video, because my name is Dan Frio. Actually, I'm a federally licensed mortgage loan officer, so I'm licensed in, that means I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Love to work with you if that's what you're looking for. We do have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, again, I'll give you that information. I got to get back to these because that's why you're here. So here's what happened over the last 5 days. This, again, as this goes up, rates are coming down, and that's a massive move. Let's go over to the stock market. The stock market, well, Bitcoin's down. I was just checking that for a second. But if you go over to the indices, everything's up again, almost 1% across the board. Look how high these indices are. I think, I don't know if the S&P hit its all-time high, but it's darn close to that. So you're seeing the indices almost at their all-time highs across the board. You got the VIX over here. This is the anxiety level on Wall Street. Just think of it as the blood pressure. When this goes down, its blood pressure goes down. Basically means Wall Street's getting a little calmer. And when they're calmer, the markets are a little more stabilized and function a little bit better. So that's what we're seeing so far. So the news that from the Trump administration, basically at odds with the Federal Reserve, it's actually helping the markets. It helped them considerably today. I also have some more good news for you. Let's get over to one other thing. A lot of people are against the tariffs, and I don't know if you're against them or not, but I do have some good news. They're bringing in a lot of money. So if you go over to here, this just gives us a chart. The tariffs that we received so far in June exceeded basically everything in history. Here's a chart, and I never knew this. I was trying to find this. Here's a chart of where tariffs have been basically back all the way to 1995. Here's how much money we make on tariffs. So $2 billion. We're $2 billion back in the 2018. We were all the way up to $2.6 billion in tariff revenue for the year. Look at where we are now. 22, and that's in May of 2025. So in 1 month, we probably exceeded years and years of tariff revenue through here. So that is good news. Some of you might say, well, that's just increasing the prices of us everywhere. That hasn't been shown just yet because, well, we're going to get the PCE tomorrow. So let's get over to the news that we're going to focus in on for tomorrow. Some of the news that filled in the blanks right through here, because we got the GDP today, and we know why GDP is down, because everything was front-loaded before these tariffs hit. So let's just nix out the GDP right now. We have the unemployment rate at 4.2. It's been 4.2 for decades. So nothing really there. And then you have the PC. This is the inflation number that the Federal Reserve puts the most weight in. So we're going to have that number actually tomorrow. So if you look at Friday's news that we're getting out, you have the FOMC Williams speaking tomorrow morning. Then we get the PCE. We're going to get the core PCE year over year, month over month on the core, and then the PCE year over year and month over month on the just the standard PCE. PCE. And I think that's about it that we're getting for tomorrow. And that will be big news because it will be filling in a lot of the blanks when it comes to where the Federal Reserve is looking and what they're focusing in when they focus in on inflation. But as long as this number comes in at point, it might even come in just a little bit lower. If we hit like 2% range, then there's really nothing else the Federal Reserve can wait on other than just at what point are the tariffs going to hit? Well, the tariffs are helping us out so far, so let's see how this all plays out. So what I'm looking at right now is mortgage rates. They're down today. I'm not fighting the trend with all my borrowers. So if you're looking to maybe look at our systems to see if we can help you out, we'd love to be able to do that. So here's what I do in that slogan that we have. So like I said, my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I've been doing this for 36 years. Folks, and I've helped thousands and thousands of clients buy homes, refinance homes, so I know what I'm doing and I can help you out. Here's the cool thing about us. I work at a federal bank, so that means I'm federally licensed. I'm in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. One of the major reasons I'm here is we're set up with 34 other lenders, and here's why. I've been doing this for a long time, and in this business, a lot of people, or most people, when they're out there buying or refinancing, you're going to reach out to 2, 3, 4 different companies to try to figure out where you can get that best rate. Well, I'm trying to put that in under one roof. So here's what we do here. We are set up with 33 other lenders. So when you put in your application with me, we're going to check our rates and programs. Then I'm going to check rates and programs from 34 other lenders to see, is there something out there better? And if there is, I'll get it for you. You'll work with me during this whole process. There's no extra fees for you for this or anything. So if you want to find out how this works and if we can help you out, just visit us at therateupdate.com. I'd love to help in any way I can. You go up to the top here, you can find our phone number right through here, 844-775-5626. You can shoot me an email right through here. Just ask Dan. You can apply. You can apply all through here. You can get a hold of us right through here with the consultation. But if you're looking to buy, don't miss out. Hold on a second. Let's refresh this. I don't know what happened with my screen. So there is a video right here. It's our conventional one down program. See if you qualify for this program. If you're buying a house right now, check into this program. Just click the video. You'll see who it, or what it takes to qualify. You might be eligible for up to $7,000 in down payment assistance money that really doesn't cost you anything. There's no lien on your property. There's no payback required. So check that out. If you're looking to refinance, we also have tools for you with that. You can just go up to the refinance right here. You're going to click that. And what happens is a lot of people just procrastinate. They're like, oh, I see rates are coming down, and then they just don't do anything. Why don't you put the burden on me? Just put in your information and just put in your, you know, your contact information and then your mortgage information. And just tell me, at what rate would you be interested in refinancing? Let's say you bought back in, you know, early last year and your rate's 7.75 and rates are now at 6.75. Is this maybe the time to refinance and see if you're going to save some money? Well, put all your information in here and then tell me what interest rate you want for us to reach out to you and lock you in and get the paperwork started. So put in that information. Let me know what interest rate you're wanting, and we'll monitor that for you. So put the burden in our lap. So that is my report for today, folks. Hope you enjoy my videos. If you would, I only have one question, one favor to ask of you. I'm trying to hit 40,000 subscribers as soon as I can. I know this is cheesy, but if you guys can help me out and just subscribe over there, I'd greatly appreciate it. And click the bell also, so every time I do post a video, you get an alert. If you look at it and it might be something you want to watch, watch it. If not, just skip on past it and go to the next one. Thanks for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. Be safe out there. Okay, folks? I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.